This is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast. Inside of me are a lot of selfish desires and messed up motivations, and those don't go down easily without a fight. And so what has happened over the years is the more I know God, the more securely my eyes are fixed on Him, the easier that sin and that weight and that burden falls off.
We would like to thank PROS for their continued support. PROS knows there is more to you than just your hair type. Go to pros.com/madeforthis to take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off your first order today.
Galatians 3:2-4. Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith, just as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness? Ooh, y'all, this is a lot of heavy stuff this week. This is some serious theology. Galatians has it all. I love this book. And one reason I wanted to talk about this book is because this, to me, the banner over this to me, is the most freeing message you can possibly receive as a believer. And I believe it is one that many of us have never truly believed because we think it is still in our effort. So many of us would say that we were saved by faith, but that we continue on and accomplish our lives by effort. And the writer of Galatians, Paul, is saying, are you crazy? Are you foolish? Have you lost your mind? Do you really think that it is going to be now you're saved by faith and now it's all about your effort? Is that the story you think this is? He's literally making fun of him, candidly, which is pretty convicting because I definitely can divert back to this wrong theology a lot because I believe the church and a lot of the world will send this message to us from the time that we are young, that we were saved by faith, but we have to measure up and work hard and make it happen in our flesh as we are going. And if we don't, if we mess up, then the banner over us is failure and disappointment. And that God is so surprised and so angry and so disappointed. And so we're going to talk about these very challenging verses. Now, let me be clear, because he's going to be clear later in the book. He's going to say in Galatians 5, do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. So he's not advocating that we just do whatever we want. He's saying that our method and our way of pleasing God is radically and utterly changed, that it's no longer about meeting all these requirements. And so now it is going to be dependent on something that maybe you're comfortable with or maybe you're not, which is the Holy Spirit. And I hope you're comfortable with it, but I think many Christians are not. They've never been taught about the Holy Spirit. They don't understand what it means when it says, having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? They think, well, what do you mean? The Spirit is going to change me. The Spirit is going to move through me. The Spirit is going to help me obey God. The answer is yes. That is basic 101 Christianity. If you don't know that, let me say it really clearly. You are not going to make you better. God is going to make you more like Him as you walk with Him, as you have a relationship with Him, as you depend on Him. It is a radical, wholly different way than the people of that day have been living. And I would say it is a radical and wholly different way than those of us that have grown up in the church are living as well. It should scare us a little. These verses should scare us a little, that we are walking around teaching effort and not teaching the power of the Holy Spirit to change people, to sanctify people, it's called. Sanctification is something that happens. Once you become a believer, it begins a process of God in you changing you, making you new, making you holy. Justification happens all at once. You are justified with Christ. You are made right and holy. He gives you His righteousness. Sanctification, the process of following God and moving away from living for our selfish desires and living for God's desires, that takes a little while, right? We're all going to be working on that all the way home, all the way home. But
what is the means? What is the process? What is the way? And it is dependence and reliance on God. That is the way. And it is such a fun and different way, because no longer do we have to muscle our way through life trying to do what's right. We ask God for the power. Now, there are times, let me be really candid, we are given free will pre-becoming a Christian and post-becoming a Christian. This is still your choice, whether you allow God to work in your life, whether you depend on Him for holiness, for righteousness, day by day to run and get away from the sin that so easily entangles us. That is a choice you make every single day. But the way you make that choice is to beg God and ask God for help. And He helps. And I'm not saying it will be easy, because many times we are putting to death our flesh. That is a process. That is actually feels like a lot of effort. And it can feel that way. But the difference is that we are no longer trying to achieve approval. We are actually putting to death something out of love for God. So it's our motivation. It's a complete shift in our motivation. We identify with Christ like we talked about last week. We know Him. We want to walk with Him. We want to serve Him. And so we depend on Him for help to do it. And as we follow Him, as we do the things that He says, it gets easier and easier and easier. I get it. Some of you are struggling with massive addiction and you're thinking, are you saying there's not some effort required here? Absolutely, there is. But why are you doing that effort? And are you trying to do that all by yourself? Because I know myself, I cannot muscle myself to do the right things. I need a lot of help. Inside of me are a lot of selfish desires and messed up motivations, and those don't go down easily without a fight. And so what has happened over the years is the more I know God, the more securely my eyes are fixed on Him, the easier that sin and that weight and that burden falls off.
Instead of buying different shampoos at random, things that I find at the store that I think might help my hair look fuller or have more texture, I have been using Pros consistently for a long time now, and it was one of the best things that I've done for my hair. Even today, my hairstylist was like, wow, your hair's so soft. And I was like, I think it really does have to do with this custom formula that Pros has made for me. We've teamed up with Pros, and they are offering 15% off your first order at pros.com/madeforthis. What makes Pros unique is that they will send you an in-depth hair quiz, which is how everything started for me. They'll talk about your lifestyle, where you live, the climate, exercise, all different kinds of things. And then they analyze all these different personal factors, and they handpick clean, sustainably sourced ingredients that get you closer to your hair goals every time you wash. Every few months, I'm able to use their review and refine tool, so it lets me tweak my formulas for any reason in case something changes, like my address, my hair color, or even my diet. And if you're not 100% positive that Pros is the best hair care you've had, they will take the products back, no questions asked. Custom, made-to-order hair care from Pros has your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/madeforthis. That's PROSE.com/madeforthis for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
I've talked to you again and again about Hebrews 12. There's a race that is set before us. I really believe that part of the plan of God for your life is for you to give your life away. We talked about being crucified with Christ last week. One of the ways we actually live that out day to day is we care about other people more than we care about ourselves. And the way to do that is to be on mission, to be discipling people, to be in people's lives, to serve your local church, to serve local parachurch ministries that need help and that need volunteers. Do something that gets your mind off of yourself. As you're running your race, your sin and your weight fall off because you're fixing your eyes on Jesus and you're living for other people. There's a process of sanctification that happens. And we don't do that so that God is more pleased with us. We do that because we're in relationship with Him and we want other people to know Him. It's just a very different, it comes from a very different place inside of us. There's an engine that we're given in the Holy Spirit. There's a motivation, an intrinsic power that is given to us because of the Holy Spirit once we receive Jesus. And that is the beginning of a life that looks more and more like Him. But He's accomplishing it. We're not striving and striving and striving and trying to measure up. And the Galatians were confused about this. They kept going back to their old ways. They kept going back to the ways of religion, the ways that they had learned from the time they were able to walk and talk. They had learned, you've got to hit all these marks. It's like, okay, I'm not going to hit the marks. And that can cause rebellion where you just give up, or that can cause relationship. No longer, it says in the New Covenant, no longer is the law written on stone tablets. The law is written in our hearts, meaning that there's now a relationship with God inside of us that is a different motivation. We don't need an external law written on stone tablets. Now we have the Holy Spirit convicting and counseling and moving us to obedience. I remember when my oldest two kids were little and my son was shaming Kate because she was making some mistakes and she was talking about, you know, not measuring up in some way. And Connor was judging her about it and being the snide little toddler to her older brother. And she looked at him and said, you know, Connor, I'm just getting to know Jesus. And I thought that was the most profound thing for a little kid to say, because that's true for all of us. As we get to know him, we'll change. And that somehow innately she knew that. Like, I'm just getting to know him. And as I get to know him, I'm going to change and I'm going to grow up and I'm going to love him more and I'm going to be more obedient. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to do all these things more. But give me grace as I grow up in front of you, kid. Such a wise statement. That is the grace God has for us. And it's the grace that I hope we will have for each other, and especially the grace that we will have for ourselves. We're just getting to know him. We're doing the best we can. And he's accomplishing something in us as we get to know him, as we walk with him, as we talk with him, as we learn about him, as we read about him. Our hearts begin to change. And all of a sudden, things that didn't used to bother us or convict us or we even care about, all of a sudden begin to bother us. We don't feel as at home in our sin. We feel convicted is the word. And so maybe this is for you, or maybe this is for someone you love or know that maybe is new to the faith, and you are wondering, when exactly are they going to get their act together? When are they going to stop drinking? When are they going to stop cussing? When are they going? And I think you could picture what my daughter says of, I'm just getting to know him. And we can't fix everything all at once, right? God is patient with that. God is kind with that. There's a process, and addictions don't die fast, but because of the power of God, they can die. And so we trust him. We walk with him. We ask him for help. We ask other people for help. We recognize that we can't do this on our own. And I believe that is the beginning of life change, and he will accomplish it. And we get to say, this is where we are, and I'm in process. I'm not there yet, but I know God, and I know he's changing me. And that is a powerful story that's messy and might not be wrapped up with a little bow, but I believe it actually is a more powerful story because it's a more real story. So we are more than conquerors. Do not be confused. We are given all that power. Why? Because we believe in God. Abraham, the passage says that Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. Guys, as we trust and believe God is for us, with us, fighting beside us, we begin to change because our posture and our position against the darkness changes. So I'm not saying lay over and accept all of the sin in your life. I am saying fight it with the right weapon, which is faith, which is believing that God has power over these things and can help you fight them.
Did you know that Jenny has a YouTube, and we post videos up all the time? And so go to youtube.com and search Jenny Allen. We'll make sure to post it in the show notes as well. Share it with your friends. Pass it along to someone today. And we're so glad you guys were here. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Made for This podcast.